This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Brazil's health ministry said its website was hit on Friday by a hacking attack that took several systems down, including one with information about the National Immunization Program and another used to issue digital vaccination certificates. The government put off for a week implementing new health requirements for travelers arriving in Brazil due to the attack. Quote, the health ministry reports that in the early hours of Friday, it suffered an incident that temporarily compromised some of its systems, which are currently unavailable, it said. Police say they are investigating the attack. The ministry says it's working to restore its systems. Brazil's health minister told reporters that no data will be lost, saying that the ministry holds all the information that was taken down. The British Health Security Agency said on Friday booster COVID-19 vaccine shots give an estimated 70% to 75% protection against mild disease from the new Omicron variant, citing initial findings from a real-world study. It's some of the earliest data on the protection against Omicron outside of lab studies, which have shown reduced neutralizing activity against the new variant. The agency says it suggests while Omicron could greatly reduce the protection against mild disease from an initial two-dose vaccination course, boosters restore the protection to an extent. Quote, these early estimates should be treated with caution, but they indicate that a few months after the second jab, there's a greater risk of catching the Omicron variant compared to the Delta strain, said Dr. Mary Ramsey, its head of immunization. She also said that at current trends, Omicron would count for more than 50% of all the country's COVID-19 infections by mid-December. This is VOA News. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange on Friday moved a step closer to facing criminal charges in the United States for one of the biggest ever leaks of classified information after Washington won an appeal over his extradition in a British court. U.S. authorities accused Australian-born 50-year-old Assange of 18 counts related to WikiLeaks' release of confidential U.S. military records and diplomatic cables, which they said had put lives in danger. The United States won an appeal against a ruling by a London district judge that Assange should not be extradited because he was likely to commit suicide in a U.S. prison. The case is still likely to go to Britain's Supreme Court. Authorities said on Friday most of the victims of Thursday's truck crash in southern Mexico that killed at least 54 people and injured dozens more were Guatemalan migrants. People spilled from the truck carrying an estimated 166 people after it flipped over on a curve, causing one of the worst death tolls of migrants in Mexico in the past decade. The Mexican Attorney General's office said it would investigate the incident, which state officials said had claimed the lives of 54 people and injured 58 others. Authorities identified 95 Guatemalans among the people caught up in the accident, as well as three people from the Dominican Republic, a Honduran, a Mexican, and an Ecuadorian. Local residents said other people fled the scene, apparently to evade arrest after the truck rolled over. Opponents of military rule in Myanmar on Friday held one of their biggest nationally coordinated protests in months, successfully calling on people across the country to shut their businesses and stay at home on International Human Rights Day. The so-called silent strike comes at a time of increasing violence in the political crisis triggered by the army's seizure of power in February and the ouster of the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi. On Tuesday, there was a widely reported massacre in the country's northwestern region in which soldiers were accused of rounding up and killing 11 civilians whose charred bodies were later discovered by fellow villagers. The military-installed government has denied its soldiers were involved, but it is staging an offensive in northwestern Myanmar against resistance from anti-military militias. In Yangon, the country's largest city, and elsewhere, photos on social media showed normally busy streets empty of traffic on Friday. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.